Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 32 through 44. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain.
Falling upon the earth.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain.
You may be seated. Today, as we celebrate All Saints' Day, I would like to focus our attention on Lazarus in today's scripture. Not on his sisters, who both tell Jesus that if he had been there, he would not have died. Not on those crowds of mourners who honestly seem to agitate Jesus. I want to focus on Lazarus, you know, the one who's dead for most of the story. The one whom the Bible tells us very little about. But I want us to focus on him because I believe that we are him. Jesus loved this family of siblings. Earlier in John 11, it tells us so. He loved this family, and when he arrived at Bethany and Lazarus is dead, he is moved by what is going on as all are in mourning. And even though Martha and Mary are upset, and even though he knows, and Martha herself confessed this in a conversation that happens just before our scripture picked up this morning, Martha has confessed that she believes Lazarus will be resurrected again. Jesus goes to the tomb and calls Lazarus to rise. In a show of power and authority over the death that he will very soon go to the cross to crush for believers forever, Jesus calls this one that he loves to rise and walk, and Lazarus does. And that, you see, is the first way that I believe we are like Lazarus. Because we too were lingering in a tomb before we heard this call. We too were surrounded by death and decay, unable to free ourselves of the grave without his love and his concern for us. So just as Lazarus was called to come out of the tomb, so were we. We are Lazarus, deeply loved, worthy to God of risking it all to save, chosen, special, resurrected. So what do you think happened to Lazarus after this day? The Bible doesn't tell us very much about him, but we do know that what happened that day in Bethany became a very big deal in Jerusalem. The Jewish people who were there that day as mourners and who witnessed the raising from the dead, well, a few of them became holy tattletales. A few of them rushed up the road to Jerusalem and told the Jewish leaders there what Jesus had done. The raising from the dead, that was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back with the Jewish leaders, according to the Gospel of John. This amazing thing that made even more people believe in Jesus, the chief priests simply could not have that. And they began to plot Jesus' death. They also began to plot Lazarus' death because you couldn't very well have a walking, talking illustration of Jesus' power around town. Now, there are a couple of different church traditions that tell us what became of Lazarus after Jesus' death and resurrection. One indicates that he and his sisters fled Jerusalem to Cyprus, and another says that they went to France. Both of these traditions tell us that Lazarus was a bishop in the early church. But what seems clear to me about Lazarus is this: he would not have been keeping this story to himself. Whether he was a bishop or not, whether he was in Cyprus or France, this was not the sort of story that you keep to yourself. You tell people what Jesus did for you. You tell people what you saw Jesus do. You tell people what Jesus taught you. You just don't keep it as a memory to cherish privately. So I believe that Lazarus became a powerful witness for his Savior. And I think that today on All Saints Sunday, it is a perfect day to think about this Lazarus, because I propose to you that we have all met a Lazarus or two in our day. Who are your Lazaruses? All Saints Day begs us to think about that question. Who are those who allowed you to believe because of what you saw happening to them? Because of what they told you about Jesus? Because of how you saw them live their lives, walk their journeys? Who are your Lazaruses? So I want to pause here in the middle of this message and share with you the names of some that we have lost in this last year. Names of people who were special to those in the church. And as you hear these names this morning, I want you to remember them, and I want you to remember the people in your lives who were witnesses to you and who helped you come into relationship with your Savior, because they shared with you their relationship with him. Catherine Acton. Philip Wayne Alexander. Donna Anderson. Shelby Batson. Margaret Burks. Louise Carter. Ed Charles. William D. Curry, Sr.
Kurt Davis, Bonnie Elliott, Becky Emerson, Vis Feldmanis, Allison Hartman, Patricia Danley Howard, Matt Lee, Geraldine Marhine, Paul Allen Mickle, Forney Nelson, Brenda Oglesby, Elaine Parrish, Greg Richardson, Ray Sapp, Tom Scarborough, Terry Seal, Julia Self, Zelma Smith, Donna Spink, William Thompson, Mary Todhunter, Dorothy Wallace Upchurch, Darren Van Landingham, Trey Vickers, Lewis Walker, Joyce Warren, Lee Watkins, Linda Watson, Ronnie Watts, Misty Whitley, Judy Woodard. These people, and many more, were special to our church family. And there are others who are special to you that are still with us. And we need to be grateful on this day, especially for these people. You know, one of the different flavors of grace that we as Methodists recognize is called prevenient grace. It's a big, funny word. But what it is all about the grace of God that was there before we ever knew who He was, before we accepted God as the giver of all good things and the Lord of life. Prevenient grace for me looks like the face of my mother and my father. Prevenient grace for many of you will look the same or similar. It is the people that God put in your life so that you would know Him. People who took you to church. People who told you Bible stories. People who loved you and their neighbors because they loved their Lord. We this day remember these people and we are thankful for them. And we also remember what Jesus did for them and for us and are endlessly grateful for that. We are so very thankful that He loved us and called us out of the tomb. But my job as your pastor is not just to help you call to mind what you should be grateful for. It is not just to remind you of what Jesus did for you. It is more than that. I believe my job is to challenge you to live in a way that is transformed by what you believe. Once you praise Him and thank Him for what He has done for you and for the people He has blessed your life with, you aren't finished. You are merely primed for what is next, because you are Lazarus, not just because you have been called out of the tomb, freed from death, saved from decay. You are Lazarus because you have a story to tell. You are the face of grace in someone's life. You are an example of a life of faith to other people. So live knowing you are a precious Lazarus to your Savior, loved beyond measure and saved from the tomb. And remember those who God's prevenient grace put in your life that you would be here today. And consider whose angel of grace you might be. Because when you remember how precious you are, that your Savior would die to bring you from the tomb, you need to remember that the same is true about the person on your right, the person on your left, the person in front and behind you, the person that lives next door to you, your friends, your neighbors, your enemies, people who are strangers to you. It is true of everyone. And we need to stop at nothing to help them get out of the tomb. So be ready to tell your Lazarus stories. Do it as a thank you to God and as a thank you to the saints who went before you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all that you did for me and all that you did for my parents who knew you and brought me up in your church. I have never known a moment when I was not aware of your love. But Lord, that is not the path for everyone. There are so many different paths to you, Lord, because your arms are open wide and you welcome all. And Lord, use us. Use us today to show others you, your hope and your love, the amazing things that you would do for us. Help us, Lord, to leave the tomb behind and to lead others away from it as well. All of this we lift up in your Son's name. Amen.